This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net. Eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Ron Serratia, author of Bears on Bears, hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear, every cub, and you. So just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for
Bear Soup.
First off, the two political bear Yahoo groups that are single-handedly or double-pawedly responsible for bringing down the Republican majority this November: Bears Against Bush and Bears Who Hate Bush. Here's the description for the Bears Against Bush Yahoo group. Bears Against Bush, Cubs Against Condoleezza, Grizzlies Against Guantanamo, Chubs Against Cheney, Otters Against Scooter, Wolves Against Wolfowitz, Red Bears Against Rumsfeld. Online forum for progressive, liberal, and radical gay, bi, and queer male bearmen, les, trans, queer, straight bears, and bear lovers, allies, and various grrr pals listening to Air America Radio nationwide, celebrating masculine diversity, challenging body stereotypes, and gender conformity. Also a great place to hang out for intelligent chat with woofy, geeky, gay, and bi bears from everywhere. And here's the description for Bears Who Hate Bush. Bears Who Hate Bush is a group primarily for gay men who are worried about where a second Bush presidency will take this nation. Okay, that's too wishy-washy. If you hate Bush's guts and want to see this warmongering idiot impeached for crimes against humanity, this group is for you. BWHB was formed originally with the bear community in mind, almost as a joke. But the shite has gotten serious, folks, and we all need to stick together through this insanity. Anyone can join as long as you are at least an ally of the gay community. We're here to discuss anything that pertains to politics, culture, and sex. Hey, it's an adult group. So that was the Bears Against Bush and the Bears Who Hate Bush Yahoo groups. Remember, when it comes to politics, these bear groups don't beat around the bush. Among the more interesting of the documents that have come across my laptop recently is this Basic Protocols of the Leather and Bear Community that was sent to me by Chaz Anthony of the Boston Bears. It's broken up into four sections, basically, pertaining to touching, introductions, titles, and, most interestingly, dress protocols. The first section begins, "No touching without permission." This is something that is relatively recent in the past few decades, but it seems to be wildly accepted across the country. Respect is given to all members of the community: master, dom, daddy, as well as slave, boy, pet. No one has the right to touch another without expressed permission. In the case of a slave or pet, it is usually with the permission of his master or owner. It is considered very respectful to ask permission of everyone to touch, even if it is as simple as a hug. Permission given to touch is not about the person asking the question. It is about the person who is giving permission. If someone says no, this should not be taken as offense or personal. Remember, it is not about you, the asker. It is about the person you are wishing to have contact with. It is considered very disrespectful to touch without permission, especially in scenarios of ass slapping or grabbing when one is going bare-assed. The grabbing or pulling of a boy or slave's collar, it can also be dangerous, harnesses, or of someone's personal belongings, including whips, floggers, and even human property. The second section is regarding formal and informal introductions. It is generally accepted to approach everyone on the same plane and show a common respect, regardless of their designation in the community. No one can assume a person's status by looks alone, so it is considered appropriate to begin a conversation with everyone in an open and respectful manner. If the person is under ownership or control of another, it is either their responsibility to let you know this, or their master or owner daddy will relay this information to you. Section 3 is addressing a person by a title. There are two schools of thought when it comes to titles. The first is that titles are reserved for specific relationships, such as a master to his slave, a daddy to his boy, a sir to his sub. The titles of their respect are between the people in that relationship. It is perceived by some in the community to be pretentious to force these self-imposed personal titles onto others who are not in the direct relationship. Others feel that if someone introduces himself with the title, it is out of respect that the titles are adhered to when talking and introducing the individual. These titles can include, but are not limited to, master, daddy, as well as boy, in addition to the person's name. In general, these two schools of thought may find conflict, but we must all try to find a common ground to work and relate to one another. So use your best judgment when utilizing or not utilizing titles. The bottom line is that no one should take it as a sign of disrespect if one chooses not to use a title when talking with someone who is not in your specific relationship. The fourth section, Protocols of Dress, is the longest of the four in these protocols for the Leather and Bear communities, and its first subsection is about flagging. The term flagging in the Leather and Bear communities refers to how you wear a particular item of clothing. In general, articles of clothing worn on the left-hand side of a person's body gives the impression that you are dominant, top, aggressor, or active in a relationship or scene. If worn on the right-hand side of the body, you are submissive, bottom, or passive in a relationship or scene. For people who are versatile, often they will flag both left and right. The articles of clothing that these are most often seen in are, but not limited to, armbands, gauntlets, wristbands, and hankies. Hankies come in a wide variety of colors, and each color and shade signifies a particular interest and or fetish within the leather community. Many leather bars usually have at least a partial listing of the more common colors and their meaning. Always remember that just because someone appears to be flagging a particular color hanky or article of clothing on a particular side does not necessarily mean that he is into what you think. In the modern era, leather to some is just an accessory, so it is always best to clarify a person's interest and not make any assumptions as to a particular meaning. Equipment. Often particular pieces of equipment can be attached to a person, but not necessarily worn. Such items include, but not limited to, floggers, restraints, handcuffs, etc. As with articles of clothing, if worn on the left, it usually means you would like to utilize the equipment on someone. If on the right, it gives the impression you would like the equipment to be used on you. Equipment is personal property and should never be grabbed or used without permission. Collars or chains. Leather collars and or chains are very symbolic within the leather community. It is usually an identification of relationship between a daddy and boy, or a master and slave. Sometimes it is more specific by the addition of a closed padlock without a key. Often these articles are worn so that they must be put on and taken off by the one who possesses the key. As with all protocol, this is a generality, because in this day and age, there are many who wear collars or chains as an accessory or even as a piece of fetish wear. So always query someone if you really want to know. That's what I always say, query, query, query. Next is leather vests. Leather vests are very common within the leather community, a bit less within the bear community. Often you will see pins as well as colorful patches or information on them. Most often the back of a vest is reserved for two distinct purposes. 1. The identification of one association to a particular organization or business. This patch is known as the club's colors and identifies a person to that club or organization. It is considered leather courtesy to greet someone wearing colors from out of town by a member of the local club. Remember, the leather community is a small, tight-knit group of like-minded people, so we must strive to be open and friendly to our fellow tribesmen who may wander into our neck of the woods. 2. The identification of a person who may be holding or held a particular title from a contest or an honorary designation. The front of a vest is often covered with pins. Usually the left side of a vest is reserved for affiliation with specific organizations, runs that one has participated in, events, etc. They are worn on the left side to show their connection to the person's heart. The right side is often reserved for pins which do not have a particular affiliation, such as events, but have received a pin or a friendship pin. Friendship pins. Pins which are given to an individual, usually by a person affiliated with a club or event or title holder. These pins symbolize that a member of a club or organization felt that you merited the honor of wearing their club's friendship pin. One tradition of presenting a friendship pin has the giver placing the pin on the front of the receiver's jeans, at the point where the head of his dick sets in his jeans. After that day or evening, the pin is moved to the vest. Members of a club are encouraged to introduce themselves whenever they see their club's pin on a person's vest. A fellow club member gave this person the honor of wearing the club pin, and it is common courtesy to introduce yourself as a member of the club. Receiving a pin is usually considered an honor, therefore it is considered improper etiquette to ask for a friendship pin. It is an item that is always given as an act of friendship. The last section of the Leather and Bear Club protocols is Leather and Bear Club etiquette whilst in public places. What follows are some basic points of etiquette when at a leather bar or event. Never touch without permission body or equipment. Greet everyone on an equal level of respect, regardless of their visual designation, until requested differently. Respect each other's opinions. This does not mean that you have to accept it, but offer the respect that in turn is afforded to you. Flagging hankies, articles of clothing, or equipment on the left gives the impression you are dominant, top, aggressor, or active in a relationship or scene. Flagging hankies, articles of clothing, or equipment on the right gives the impression that you are submissive, bottom, or passive in a relationship or scene. Mixing the items you flag can be confusing and a sign of personal embarrassment. Never wear cologne. Never wear articles of leather with tennis shoes. This rule is for when wearing leather, not for bear wear such as cutoffs or a flannel shirt, where trainers or sneakers are acceptable. Never use female pronouns when referring to men, except in the rare case of a transgendered person in female clothing whom wishes to be identified only as female. Always negotiate in an honest manner before entering a scene with someone, including appropriate disclosure of any illnesses. This is important for the safety of all scenes. The terms safe, sane, and consensual are often utilized within the leather community. Safe and sane is defined by the open and honest dialogue between two or more consenting adults who come to a common agreement to engage in a scene. It may not be viewed as safe or sane to others, but these consenting agreements are between individuals and, in general, are not the business of outsiders to the agreement. By accepting or taking a position in the bear or leather community, you are holding yourself and others up to a higher standard of mutual respect, honor, loyalty, and honesty. These are values that should be practices in all communities, but expected within the brotherhood of the tribe. Most members of the community are more than willing to share their views, thoughts, knowledge, and education about the leather and bear lifestyle. Individuals who wear club or organization colors are very willing to help a newcomer in his new journey into our lifestyle. Seek these folks. This has been Protocols for the Leather and Bear Club Community. Well now, boy, you can't say that you haven't been told. So, mind your manners. So, thanks to Chaz and the Boston Bears. Finally, the good folks at thecompletebear.com are having a survey of bear cultural media and other stuff. It's called Best of the Bears. I don't want to tell you how to vote or anything, but here are my entries for the number of categories. Best Bear Website, Serratia.com. Best Bear Blog, Wolf Bear on Live Journal. Best Bear Nonfiction Book, Bears on Bears. Best Bear Fiction, Bear Lust. And Best Bear Podcast, Bear Soup. Also, there are the categories Best Bear Porn Site, Best Bear Video, Favorite Bear Porn Star, Best Bear Business, Favorite Bear Celebrity, favorite bear club or organization, best bear run, best bear bar, best bear fundraiser, best bear campsite, best bear accommodations, best bear play party, best bear resource, best bear artist, and best bear performer. You can pick up a copy of the survey on my December 20th entry on wolfbear at livejournal.com. Fill out the survey and send it in to thecompletebear@yahoo.com. We'll be sure to bring you the results here on Bear Soup. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. Thanks for streaming or podcasting Bear Soup. This has been episode number 47. This is your host, Ron Serratia, tickling your furry ears exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.